Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, today's show, I'm real excited about. We're going to talk about a radio tour of the Prather Wellness Center, kind of give a radio tour, which is great because we've had some added services this year, some added providers. We've become more integrated. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. First of all, what is the philosophy of care of the Prather Wellness Center?
Well, the way that we look at the Prather Wellness Center is we are involved in what's called structure function care. Structure function, as opposed to disease care, is actually helping the body to achieve what's called homeostasis. And definition of homeostasis is balance. So if we can get the structure of the body balanced, the physiology balanced, then we actually help the person to achieve health. So structure function is basically about a true health care and helping someone to actually get healthier in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So your philosophy is structure function medicine. I know you've talked too that the FDA divides healthcare into two areas.
One, yes,
being structure function, and then one being a disease care model.
Yes, and the disease care is based upon symptoms. The definition of a disease is a collection of different symptoms that, as they are put together, then they have been classified into a name. And those set of symptoms are basically what the disease model is actually treating. So we actually approach it differently with a structure function model. We're trying to get to the underlying problems that are associated with the body. Mm-hmm. And as we can make those corrections, then we start to see the body actually change. And then the body actually achieves a greater amount of health. We aren't actually going after the diseases themselves.
Okay.
So there's a different mindset as we're looking at everything, as we're looking at the lab tests, as we're evaluating someone. Oftentimes, patients come into our office and they said that they had talked to their doctors and they asked what was the underlying problem, and he said it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We're treating the disease, the set of symptoms. So the underlying problem isn't of a concern to the disease model. However, in structure function, it's everything. Mm-hmm. Structure function, we are looking for the underlying problems. What is the most important things to correct in the body to help the body to achieve a greater degree of health?
So are you saying when someone comes in and they've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, you're not looking at that, maybe that's not a good, or diabetes. How do you look at that differently in structure function medicine?
Well, obviously the symptoms are important because that's the main thing that brings people in.
Mm-hmm.
But the symptoms to the body are a way of the body actually expressing things to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't the most important thing to us. What is the most important thing is what is the underlying problem. When you're talking about different types of conditions that people have, no matter what they are, they can actually have totally different underlying problems that are actually causing it.
Mm-hmm.
For diabetes, there can, especially type 2, there can be many different types of factors that go into actually making the diabetic situation. And as we can make a correction along those lines, then we can actually see those symptoms go away. But that isn't what we're working on. High blood pressure is not really is really a set of symptoms. It's mm-hmm. one of the symptoms that people have. And there can actually be many different causes for high blood pressure. We don't treat the high blood pressure. What we do is we actually treat the underlying causes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different mindset for people. It can take longer to see the results, but the results are much more permanent. And they actually result in a greater degree of health. Whenever you're talking about treating diseases, oftentimes the treatments actually take people further from homeostasis. then it actually does make a correction along those lines.
Okay, you said that word, which is part of structure function medicine, homeostasis. How, explain homeostasis and how it's achieved in structure function healthcare.
Sure. Homeostasis is that there is a perfect liver enzymes that numbers that they should actually be achieving. Mm-hmm. There are perfect hormonal levels. There are perfect balances between the minerals. There is a perfect balance between the vitamins in the system as they utilize them. There is a perfect number of red blood cells in the body. You can be too high, too low. Anything that goes out of balance, the numbers go too high, go too low, that is something that will throw the body out of homeostasis. And when the body goes out of homeostasis, it tries to make corrections. And that actually puts stresses on the body and can cause, usually causes a set of symptoms that can be defined as a disease. So as we can bring that physiology back into perfect harmony, mm-hmm. as we can bring the structure and the muscles back into perfect harmony, then we can actually see the body actually achieving its best results.
Now, I know that the Prather Wellness Center has become even more integrated. I know in the last year you have added a medical director, correct?
Correct.
MD, nurse practitioner.
Yes.
How will that affect the way the Prather Wellness Center treats, structure? Will it continue to do structure function medicine? Will it add the disease care model?
Yes, we're going to be keeping the office definitely on a structure function basis because there are a lot of very, very good doctors out there who are treating according to the disease model, but very few who are actually treating according to the structure function model. We really don't want to mix the two because, we want people to distinguish us from the average healthcare practitioner, but also to actually keep it separated. The FDA really doesn't like these two models to actually be working in the same office.
Hmm. So, why is that?
Well, it's a little confusing, and as the insurances actually reimburse, they like to keep those separate.
Mm-hmm.
And also people also prefer that too.
Mm-hmm.
So we would really like to keep very much along the lines of a structure function type of office, and the medical director and the nurse practitioner also agree with us and like to keep it along those models too.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we need to, then we can actually refer out for any type of disease care that's necessary. What the medical director and the nurse practitioner do is adds a degree of further knowledge into the practice so that we can get more than one opinion on what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It actually helps with referrals to other physicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit easier type of thing. Also, there's a greater reimbursement on insurance and a lot more tests and also different treatments that we can now do that fall into the structure function care but fall outside the scope of practice of a chiropractor to actually do those things.
Well, let's talk about the professionals that are part of the Prather Wellness Center team. I know I said we added the medical director, the MD, the nurse practitioner. What other professionals make up the team?
Well, we also have a pharmacist on board because many people who are coming into our office are doing pharmaceuticals that are needed. And we need the expertise along those lines to actually know how to manage them, make sure that we're not doing anything that would actually interfere with the treatments that are already going on or cause any type of side effects. So it's very important for us to have a good understanding along those lines. Oftentimes, many of the pharmaceuticals can actually be causing some of the problems. There is a definite problem that is going on right now of polypharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
In basically anything over five medicines in someone's care is considered polypharmacy. And being able to actually regulate that and having a say in what pharmaceuticals people are taking is something that oftentimes we need to intervene, because people are actually taking products that are actually causing some of the issues, and or the different pharmaceuticals aren't agreeing with each other. Mm-hmm. So that adds a whole new dimension into our practice that is very necessary. We would oftentimes like to have a pure specimen to be working on, but in modern America, that's not actually very possible. And it helps us to also communicate better with the MDs that are actually treating them at that time. Sometimes for very serious cases, we have large oncology practices. A lot of people are coming in who are being treated for cancer, would like to make sure that they're healthy during that treatment. Mm-hmm. And with the addition of the other staff, then we can actually do a much better job of communicating and of managing that patient's care.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about what you do treat at the Prather Wellness Center, and more of who is part of that integrated team at the Prather Wellness Center, where this month we'll be giving away a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center to one of our Facebook fans. For your chance to win a free massage, enter the random drawing on our Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today we're giving you a radio tour of the Prather Wellness Center, and in our first segment we talked about the philosophy of care at the Prather Wellness Center, and how the practice has become more integrated in the care. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about, you know, how does the team work together to achieve structure function care at the Prather Wellness Center?
Well, we have a consultation time. Of course, as you said, we have the medical director, the nurse practitioner. I'm a chiropractor and acupuncturist. We also have a pharmacist on board. We also have a physical therapist, occupational therapist. We have a nurse who specializes in nutrition. We have massage therapists, and we have quite a bit of expertise going on in there. Mm-hmm. There's knowledge about homeopathy, there's herbals, there's a tremendous amount that we offer within that whole framework, far more than just one person can actually have an idea on. And as we can work together, then we can actually sit down, consult over what is the best way to achieve the results that we need on a particular patient. And then with those different ideas, we can actually offer a much more complete, more holistic type of care, and look at all the different types of ramifications in that patient's care, and to provide with them the most thorough, evidence-based type of care that we possibly can.
Yeah, that's what's nice about that team approach. You know, you're working as a team, different professionals, healthcare professionals on that team, you know, have different ways of going about or looking at, say, blood work even.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about structure function medicine doesn't necessarily treat the disease, yet you have people that are coming in with diseases and
basically everything. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, oftentimes we get a lot of patients who we are their last hope. Mm. They have been everywhere, including you know, some of the top clinics in the world, and looking for a different type of approach. And we are able to actually, one of the things that is a very common thing that patients say is that I finally have hope in my care. because we are looking at it differently, we can get a different perspective and get results when just approaching it from the disease model, the results are actually missed.
Right. Yeah, and that makes sense, and I hear that over and over. Every day,
sure,
I hear someone, you know, that has come in say that, you know. And I know that's kind of our motto, restoring hope, because we hear it a lot at the Prather Wellness Center. Well, let's go on. I know when a patient, you know, comes in as a new patient, let's talk about what happens there. You know, I know first there's a consultation where they sit down with you or our nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And what should they expect in that consultation?
Well, in the consultation, what we're doing is trying to find out, have a good understanding of what the patient's complaints are, getting a good history on what's going on, and coming up with a model of examination of the areas that we need to look at. And as we are able to evaluate those, then we can take it into a very specific types of diagnostics. Mm-hmm. And very thorough diagnostics.
Right. Then you take them. And what I like about our consultation is they're in a nice, cozy room. You know, we've made it, you know, home-like, not sterile. And then from that consultation, then we take them into the examination room.
Oftentimes, 90% of the time, we can actually tell what's going on with the patient from the consultation, really listening to find out what's happening. Many times the patients have no idea that they're actually giving us the answers that we need.
Mm-hmm.
But a good consultation, very thorough history, is absolutely critical to be able to carry on with the patient's care. And then we can take it from there, confirm exactly what we were expecting, do all the things that are necessary to confirm that. And then from there, being able to come up with a treatment program to help to restore their health.
And I know, yeah, at that examination at that time, there's diagnostics recommended.
Yes.
So let's talk about, I know diagnostic is a very, very important part of the care at the Prather Wellness Center. What diagnostics are done and what may be recommended for patients?
Well, if you don't do the test, you can't know.
Mm-hmm.
And doing as the very thorough tests is absolutely critical along those lines. One of the things that we very consistently do on patients is to do what's called what has been called by the labs a Prather profile.
Mm-hmm.
And what is nice about that is it basically covers everything that could go wrong with someone. So it gives us a good understanding of where are the areas that we need to concentrate. So the Prather profile gives us a picture over the body, make sure that we're not missing anything that could be critical. And then from there, we do much more specific types of tests where we can go in there and test specific hormones. We can get in deeper into the liver. We can do some nutritional evaluations, blood work, hair analysis, stool kits, imaging, any different types of imaging that we might need to do, whether it be x-rays, MRIs, ultrasound, EKGs, spirometries, Dopplers, to find out what is the specific issue that is underlying problems that are actually causing the condition. Well, once we have a good understanding of what influences we need to have where we have something way off, as we can make those corrections, oftentimes even some of the minor things actually start to correct. So as we can move someone towards a homeostasis, a balance in their life, the results can actually be pretty dramatic at that point.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the diagnostics that might be recommended. We talked about the Prather profile that checks every organ system in the body.
Every organ system in the mm-hmm. body, so that we have a thorough check. From there, there is a food allergy test if we find that there's some autoimmune diseases going on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first areas we look at is the gut. getting some of the latest diagnostic tests that are based off of the Biogenome Project that was developed by the federal government, and with genetic markers of the different pathogens that might be in the gut, of the normal bacteria, how the digestive enzymes are working, whether there's a large amount of immunoglobulin A's, which is a part of the immune system in the gut. Is there any bleeding? Is there any dysbiosis, which is a abnormal gut flora in there? All those different types of things can give us a very big picture. The Biogenome Project has shown that most of the immune system is based off of the gut. 80% of the immune system is around there, and if there's problems with the gut, then that has a huge effect. So any type of immunological diseases, 80% of the time it's going to be coming from the gut. So being able to look at that, if there is food allergies that show up in the stool kit, we can actually do very specific tests to find out, blood tests, to find out exactly what those foods are, start people on diets to take down some of the inflammation in through the system, and then get the gut corrected so that it's actually working properly, and that makes some very, very huge changes. When we're talking about autoimmune diseases, we're talking about multiple sclerosis, we're talking about Crohn's disease, we're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes, and those things can actually have very, very dramatic changes with some very, very big corrections. We've had those things.
I know for me, I don't have an autoimmune disease, but I did the food sensitivity test that you're talking about.
Yes.
And went on it and noticed a big difference in energy level. And, you know, inflammation through the body has such a big effect on health.
You know, so many people are suffering from arthritis, and it's not necessary. If you can get the foods right, if you can get the inflammation in the gut, you can have a 80% reduction in the inflammation with very dramatic changes in the arthritic conditions that people suffer with.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that, very, very important. Hair analysis shows up, is very excellent for heavy metal toxicity, which can be a huge problem for people with a lot of different types of issues. The balances of the minerals can make a very big difference. Osteoporosis can be reversed if we understand what's going on with the minerals. So all those things are very, very helpful to get where we need to be.
Okay, when we come back, I know we need to talk. There's some other diagnostics because it's such a big part of the structure function medicine that you do at Prather Wellness Center. That's kind of where you find out what the root problem is. Well, the Prather Wellness Center has massage gift certificates so you and your loved ones can relax, unwind, and enjoy the peace and serenity that our luxurious spa facility provides. As an added bonus, for every massage we sell through the end of March, $10 will go towards our new Molly Benefit Fund. The villagers are in desperate need of food, clothing, and supplies to dig a well, so we are preparing a container to send. It will take $5,000 to send this container over to New Molly. To be part of this special project and book your next massage, call the Prather Wellness Center at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today we're taking you on a radio tour of the Prather Wellness Center, and we were talking about diagnostics as a big part of the Prather Wellness Center. And one standard one you have for blood work is actually called, the lab's called Prather Profile. It's pretty extensive, checks every organ system in the body. And you have some basic ones you do. But what do you offer if you need more comprehensive labs?
Well, of course, we have all the, there's about 3,000 different labs that we can do that we go into much deeper on any different type of case to find out specifically what's happening. On a nutritional type of basis, we have, we can actually go in there and find out exactly which B vitamin you're deficient on, whether you're deficient in vitamin A, vitamin C, iodine. So there are lab tests for each and every single different need that the body has. Is the body deficient in certain amino acids? Well, that can be tested out. Is there a problem with the fatty acid levels? We can test that out too. So we're not guessing when we actually give a supplement to someone. We know exactly that that patient needs it, and we can actually retest it to make sure that that need is actually met. So as we are doing this, this is not something that is, pie in the sky, vague. We actually have very, very specific evidence-based types of tests to determine what the body needs. We can then give the patient, according to their weight, the amount that they need to actually achieve that, and then retest it and make sure that it's actually balanced and what kind of changes it's made in the body. So this is a very, very specific type of a practice, something that is based completely on science, and something that can be checked to make sure that we're actually achieving the results on the patient that are desired. Mm-hmm. The other thing that is very nice about structure function, as opposed to disease care, is that disease care is a very fraught with problems, because you can't really, when you're talking about a pharmaceutical as the basis of your treatment, there are always negative effects. The longer that you take a pharmaceutical, more pharmaceuticals that you take, the longer that you take them, the more likely you are to have an issue with the, some what they call side effects, which could actually be classified as a disease in and of itself. Whereas when you're talking about structure function medicine, it is all within a non-poison type, non-pharmaceutical means, and there isn't really a chance of harm. So that is one of the wonderful things about the structure function care, is that I don't really have to worry about hurting anyone.
Yeah, let's talk about, I want to make sure we cover all the diagnostics, and then we're going to go into the treatments that the Prather Wellness Center provides, because you talked about supplementation. Some other things I know that the Prather Wellness Center provides is EKG, if that's needed. Lung function test.
We have Dopplers, where we can check the blood flow. We have some very specific, a little bit more advanced type of cardiac evaluations that we can do at the Prather Wellness that's actually unique to us, that can give some very clear pictures on the cardiac function. Oftentimes we can get quicker early warning types of indications for cardiac disease than almost any place else. So, getting in there, really looking to see what's going on, making sure that, we have, the x-rays for very specific adjustments.
Yeah, let's talk about the structural, what you do for diagnosing different structural things. I know you have the x-rays, the very specific neck x-rays you do.
Yes, we have a very specific adjustment that we're known for at the Prather Wellness Center with excellent, excellent results. But that requires a very specific types of x-rays, because we're actually moving the vertebrae within a couple of millimeters. So we have to do that at our office, because no one else really knows how to do that. We also, of course, refer out for MRIs, any other different types of needs that might be necessary. But imaging can be and is very, very important to know how to actually make corrections along the structural portion of our practice, because many people, what they're doing is they're coming in with some type of pain, and that pain needs to be addressed and evaluated quite well. That is one thing that people are very surprised. Oftentimes, as I look at a patient, I can actually tell where their pain spots are even before they do. Many people comment on that, ability to do that. And it's very nice for people to know that their doctor actually knows where they hurt even better than they do. So it's one thing that we have been very specifically trained on how to find, document them, and then eliminate those.
Yeah, I know another test that the physical therapist does is a JTEC test, computerized range of motion muscle strength test. That's very important. I know before you do your chiropractic adjustment, you want to know their limitations in range of motion and strength. And,
sure.
And we do that before that first adjustment.
And it's amazing after the time, after a relatively short amount of time, how much of a change actually takes place.
Right, that's why we do that test before you adjust.
It does change quickly.
There's a lot of good change, yes. We also have the gait scan analysis for people that might need orthotics. And
the feet play a very important role in, as a matter of fact, as we're looking at the structure function, we're looking from toe to the top of your head.
Right, right.
It all plays a very big role on that, and the whole body needs to be taken into consideration. And one thing that's nice about our office is we're not just isolated down to one area. We're very holistic.
We're looking at the whole body, yes.
As opposed to what would be called mechanistic.
Right.
You know, where it's a very specific type of area.
And I know new patients can expect when they have the consult examination, we also do a body comp analysis and give them a computer readout also.
Sure.
It goes over body fat percentage and BMI, phase angle, how hydrated their cells are.
Sure.
How healthy their cells are to resist disease.
And the phase angle is a very important type of thing. What that does is it actually measures the electromagnetic charge around the cells. And as you get closer to death, the reading actually goes down. The healthier you are, the higher it is. So that's a good early warning sign. Many times we've had people who said they thought that they were in pretty good health, had a very low phase angle, and we knew that we needed to follow up immediately. So it gives us a good idea, even at the very beginning, how sick of a patient we're actually dealing with.
Right. Well, let's go on to treatment, because there's a lot of modes of treatment at the Prather Wellness Center with so many team members. So after diagnostics are done, how is treatment determined at the Prather Wellness Center?
Well, in a structural manner, of course, we have the chiropractic, which is a hugely important part of our practice, and can make a very, very big difference in anybody's health. As you can balance out the nervous system, then the nervous system tells everything else what to do. So no matter what types of disease or problems that you're having, making sure that that nervous system is working right plays a very big role in people's health.
And I know we divide a lot initially is passive care, and chiropractic's part of that. The chiropractic adjustments, also acupuncture might be part of that passive care.
And people are amazed at how quickly acupuncture and effectively works in relieving symptoms and pains. We have people who can't believe how much pain is reduced from an acupuncture treatment. There's a lot of other different things that the acupuncture is excellent for. We get a lot of relief of sinuses almost immediately. We have a large number of women who come in for fertility. Smoking cessation.
Smoking cessation, TMJ.
A lot of temporomandibular joint syndrome. That has a very strong effect along those lines. Even like stress, anxiety. I've had many patients who were trying to go off of anti-anxiety medications and found the acupuncture one of the best means of actually providing that relief and getting the changes.
I don't know how many people say I'm just so relaxed after acupuncture. Yeah.
And who would think that sticking some needles in you can put you to sleep? But oftentimes it does.
Right. Well, do you have a question for Dr. Prather about today's show? Go to thevoiceofhealthradio.com to ask your question on our Facebook page and watch Dr. Prather's video answers to your questions. And while you're there, don't forget to enter our contest for this month, where one of our Facebook fans will win a free 60-minute massage. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, and I'm Lisa Prather. We're taking a radio tour of the Prather Wellness Center, and we've been talking about treatment. We talked about the passive treatment that we offer at Prather Wellness Center, which would include adjustments, acupuncture, also massage, auricular therapy. Let's talk about what auricular therapy is.
Well, auricular therapy is some electronic, electrical charge to the ears. And what that does is it actually works on the brain. And this was actually kind of developed by a Dr. Norget, who was one of the top brain surgeons in the world. And as he was actually mapping out the brain, one of the things he did was he stimulated the ear points, and then actually saw what types of changes occurred in the brain signals. So oftentimes we can actually find a disease process or a pattern that actually is neurologically set to the brain. And if we want to actually get some of the changes that take place, then we have to change the brain patterns to actually get the problem corrected. One of the most common things that we use that for is TMJ. TMJ can be a very difficult thing to get under control, and we do the chiropractic with that for the adjustments, which is extremely effective, acupuncture. But there seems to be a very strong pattern in the brain that actually brings it back. If we can actually change that by hitting some of the auricular points, we can see some very dramatic changes. Oftentimes, pain patterns are become a disease in and of itself, and there's pathways in the brain that allows that to occur. Headaches that don't completely resolve even after the physical condition is relieved. Back pain that could be still lingering even though, again, the physical condition is actually corrected. And those would be brain patterns that we need to actually change. Addiction is a very huge part of that, and the auricular actually helps out quite dramatically with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a big part of one of the things that we use that for.
And I know massage can be part of that.
Massage is always wonderful. And that is usually something that we recommend for all of our patients who are suffering from musculoskeletal conditions.
Yeah, and it's nice. We have a nice spa area with four massage rooms. They're kind of set off. It's a very tranquil. People just walk in and, you know, their shoulders drop. And it's
first time they go in there, oh, you've been hiding this from me.
Yeah. Not really. Well, let's talk more about other passive care. You've talked about homeopathic medicine and supplementation. Let's talk about that.
Yes. The supplementation that we give is based on vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, herbals. Combinations of those can have some very excellent effects on people. We can oftentimes be able to work people off of pain medicines, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicines, and go to something much more natural and much less problem, things that can actually cause problems, much safer means of actually getting the corrections. Also, those are very important for any type of physiological balance, getting that system all balanced out. We have many herbals that can drain out liver toxicity, help to repair the kidneys. There are many things that are actually well established along those. Matter of fact, we have a list of products that is about 80,000.
You're talking about homeopathics.
Well, homeopathics, herbals, nutritionals.
Wow.
So, you know, when we're actually looking at what we have to give, it's actually a much larger list than available pharmaceuticals. So we have a huge choice of products that we can give that have been around for thousands of years, the homeopathics for several hundred, mm-hmm. and very well-established types of changes that can occur with actually permanent changes where the body actually heals itself. And that's one of the differences that we're talking about when you're talking about pharmaceuticals. Yes, you can get the symptoms relieved, but it doesn't change the underlying problem. What we do with the structure function medicine is we're actually changing the underlying problem so that eventually you don't actually need any type of help to actually maintain your own homeostasis. So getting to that point is a very, very important type of area to work with.
Now, I know you talked about, you know, detoxing to the body. Well, let's talk about the diathermy unit that we have and how that works, because we use that, you know, to help the detoxing of the body.
Sure, and the diathermy is basically a large magnet. What it does is it changes the flow of blood and lymph, mm-hmm. Opens that up, and anything that has that can be helped with increased blood flow and increased lymphatic flow, then the diathermy is actually extremely beneficial. We have people who've been scheduled to have toes and feet cut off, be able
that
to restore.
That sounds awful.
Well, with diabetics, I mean, that's something
amputated.
That people... Amputated. Better way to put it.
Uh-huh.
And been able to completely reverse that.
Mm-hmm.
With congested livers or livers that are inflamed. The increased blood flow can actually drain out the toxins in the liver.
Well, we just had a patient this week who's sure. been on the diathermy to detox the liver. You've been keeping track of his liver
enzymes.
And
just how quickly it's dropped has actually amazed him.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get the liver cleared up, how he feels is just completely different. His energy level, how
he
thinks.
He's feeling great. Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world. When you have those things going on, then you have a decreased function, decreased mental ability.
Mm-hmm.
The diathermy is also excellent for otitis media, ear pains. Little kids can come in one time and get their ear problems taken care of. Much better way of actually treating it than the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Opens it up and pretty well clears it up with one visit. And then we look at the underlying cause and try to get that fixed.
Well, I know you even have a chiropractic adjustment to open up the eustachian tubes. I know if I'm feeling, you can tell if, you know, your lymph system starts blocking up or your ears start blocking up, you're able to open up that eustachian tube.
And that can really help out with a lot of people are suffering with sinus problems right now.
Mm-hmm.
With this wonderful weather, spring weather.
And, or lack of spring weather.
And that can, people talk about how wonderful that is and how much immediate relief they actually have.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily like having their ears tugged on,
mm-hmm.
but they like the results.
Right, right. Well, let's talk now. We've talked a lot about the passive care that we offer. Let's talk about active care. What does the Prather Wellness Center offer in the way of active care?
Well, we not only want people to get them out of pain, but we want to actually restore the function and to keep it that way. And so getting into therapeutic exercise, getting into gait training, getting into strapping, where we can actually stabilize a joint until it can heal.
Mm-hmm.
All those things can make a very, very big difference in the long run. I always say that everyone who actually gets a chiropractic adjustment will probably need physical therapy or occupational therapy, which we have both a physical therapist and an occupational therapist on staff.
Mm-hmm.
those types of things are important that we can actually get the long-term benefit. We don't want to have to constantly have to be treating someone for the same condition. We want to actually get that resolved. So the active care is absolutely essential to actually be able to achieve that. Mm-hmm. Probably almost everybody who needs physical therapy also needs some chiropractic or acupuncture, or other things along those lines.
Right.
So the two actually work very well together. And one of the things I determined early in my practice is actually to try to incorporate both of those. Mm-hmm. To get the, because we're looking for long-term term results with the best outcome for every patient. Mm-hmm. And people can really, as they do that, I've had many people come in and said, well, you know, what have you done for your care? And they said, well, you know, I went for a period of time to a chiropractor. You know, it seemed to help, but then it would come back. Then I went to a physical therapist for a period of time, and I got some results, but I didn't really get the full results as I felt I really needed. And then when we actually do the two together, the people come in and say, wow, that really worked. So the combination on that has a multiplying effect, and you can actually get a much better results than if you're just doing one or the other.
You know, and when I review, you know, after you review the treatment plans, a lot of times I'll go over, you know, what insurance covers and the financial plan. You know, our goal is not that they come and see us once a week for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
Right. We want to see them initially on a treatment plan so that we can restore function, balance the muscles, get the structure restored, so that in 6, you know, to 12 visits, you know, with the PT and the chiropractic, and if they need the other things, the acupuncture, the massage, we can come up with the best treatment program for them. And each treatment program is individual to that patient.
It is. And exactly what we do on each patient is very, very much individualized.
Right.
We don't have standard types of adjustments. We do it according to what the patient needs.
And I know, real quickly, one thing we've just added recently with the nurse practitioner is injections.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
It really speeds up the how quickly we get people out of pain, which is extremely important because pain can really wear you out.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we conclude, Dr. Prather, what would you say the goal of the Prather Wellness Center is?
The goal of the Prather Wellness Center is to introduce structure function care. When we're actually looking at the needs of the patients out there, 20% of the time people actually need disease care. 80% of the time they need structure function care. Things are backwards in the United States right now. We have way too much disease care, not enough structure function care. And really the answer to the healthcare crisis and what's going on is introducing the structure function care. We can actually solve a lot of the issues that is going on in America and some of the health and some of the federal government issues if we can actually get the structure function care into people's everyday life.
Can I say amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.